So let's run down the card for the February 10th show. You've got Ryback, you've got Cody Rhodes, you've got Brandy there, you've got Ashley Massaro, Rikishi Fatu. Oh, just run down the card and then, like, let us know what you think makes this card a special one.
Well, right off the top, you know, you got a match like Brian Cage and Ryback. Like I mentioned before, you know, Dan Knopf and Ryback was my favorite match of 2016 just for the sole purpose of just two monsters head-to-head. And now you have it again. You know, you have like a guy like Dan, a guy like Ryback taking on Brian Cage. And it's just, and on top of that, Ryback promises to really kind of get rid of that stigma that he's just a big guy. And that that's the only thing he's capable and capable of doing. And he's going to put it all out there. And a guy like Brian Cage is willing to accept that and make the transition into a big guy versus big guy match. But at the same time, I plan on seeing a bunch of surprises. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. They're going to leave it all out there. And it's going to be a lot different than what people are thinking. And, you know, looking up that up and down that card, there's a lot of guys, like I said, who have established themselves as their own brand, through WrestlePro, through being created, their characters being created through the school. Mm-hmm. A guy like Matt McIntosh comes to mind, a good friend of mine. He's been in the school since basically the beginning, and he's established himself in WrestlePro. He's the first ever WrestlePro champion. He's got a huge triple threat matchup versus Alex Reynolds, another trainer from Creator Pro New York, but also independent stud, because he's been everywhere from WrestlePro down to CZW down to all these other companies. Like, he's been also, you know, nationwide travel, and they're also taking on Joey Janela, who is coming off of some of his most hardcore, brutal matches I've ever watched or witnessed, where sometimes people are like, is there room for stuff like this? And he's proved to everybody that there is. So you put all three of those guys in a match together, they're going to make magic. Another, like, as I said, it's one of those things where it just, from the roster that we built on our own, rather than sprinkling in all these outside names, but you also have, like I said before, Cody Rhodes taking on Mario Bacara and Leo Rush. Like, I see fireworks in that match just on paper. Yeah. And I know they're going to bring it. All of our other homegrown guys are performing. I know Chris Payne is on the show. He's taking on Delroy Alexander. Like, those are two students, homegrown, that Pat trained from scratch. And now these guys are featured on such a big, big event in a what potentially could be a sold-out crowd. And then, you know, you sprinkle in the legends. Like, you know, Rikishi's teaming up with the Beach Bums. The Beach Bums are a trios division team where they literally just started, I believe, a year ago. So, again, that gives them credit where credit's due. Like, okay, it's only been a year, but here's a really big match where you're going to be in the eight-man tag with a WWE Hall of Famer. So, like, there's just so much more. The Starland show itself is going to be incredible. And, you know, we're looking forward to all the guys that are performing on it. Obviously, again, your marquee names, Ryback, Brian Cage, Cody Rhodes, all there. And on top of that, Pat's willing to give the first 50 fans that show up to the venue a Dusty Rhodes bear, a stuffed animal. So, you know, there's always some mix of certain awesomeness that Pat pulls out. You know, and Pat's also wrestling on the card. He's teaming up with Kevin Matthews to take on Dan Moff and a partner of his choice. Now, a lot of people didn't go to the last show because of a snowstorm, but Dan Moff has been on an absolute tear. He's even kicked my ass. So he's not stopping at anything. And I truly think that he's going to pick a partner that's feasible and, you know, good for him. But to be honest with you, like, brutally honest, I don't even think he needs one. You know, like, he's on that much of an anger streak. Sure. And he's just tearing through everybody with ease. So I kind of fear for my trainer. I feel for one of my best friends, Kevin Matthews. I feel for the guys. Should be interesting.